soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and the slave does it. When Jesus heard him, he was amazed and said to those who followed him, truly I tell you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and will eat with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the heirs of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and
our heart's invitation to come to this table. And he said as often as you come, come and do it in remembrance of me. I want to take this opportunity to thank the choir and our musician for the beautiful songs of Zion for this Sunday. Let's give them a round of applause. Amen. And I also want to thank Apostle, Reverend,
Amen.
Bishop, Tanya Wilson. Let's give her a hand. All right. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Good morning, Lord. We greet you on another Sabbath day. We thank you as your Holy Spirit greeted us this morning when you opened up the doors of this church and allowed us to come in. We thank you once again for another invitation to come to this table that has been anointed and touched and blessed. When you said some 2,000 plus years ago, as often as you come, come and do this in remembrance of me. We are so blessed that we are able to see another beautiful summer day, the first Sunday in this brand new month of August. I ask that you come now in order that I can be removed so that the Holy Ghost can come and speak through this desk. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable now in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let all of God's people say, Amen.
Amen.
My sisters and brothers, this morning I would like for you to pray with me and for me on the sermon topic, faith power. Faith power. William James, the famous psychologist, said, "Our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is the one thing that ensures the successful outcome of your venture. When you expect the best, you release a magnetic force in your mind which, by a law of attraction, tends to bring the best to you." My sisters and brothers, this morning, this does not mean that by believing, you are necessarily going to get everything in life that you want.
Yes, all right.
Perhaps that would not be good for any one of us. Mm-hmm. But when you put your trust in the one who watched over you on last night, the one who allowed us to come into this beautiful sanctuary, when you put your trust in him, he guides your mind so that you not want things that are not good for you. But it does mean that when you learn to believe that which has seemingly appears to be impossible, all of a sudden moves into the area of the possible. Every great thing becomes for you a possibility. So this morning again, please pray on the topic, faith. Faith power. Now, my sisters and brothers, on this journey, a journey that can be good days, bad days, in between days, you have to have faith. On this journey, in traveling where you might stumble and fall a little bit,
yes, sir,
you have to put your trust in somebody. And the person that we must continue to put our trust in is the one who has been with us all of these days and weeks and months and years. The one that when we call on him, whether it was in the wee hours of the morning, night, or noonday, the one that we read about and talk about during Bible study, the one who is with us early on Tuesday morning as we dialing in for prayer, that's the one that you have to put your faith in. My young brothers, as you prepare your minds for the academic academic school year. Whether it's in the public school system or the world-class university, you have to have faith that this God is going to walk with you, is going to talk with you, is going to lead you, is going to help you through the academic year like he has done in the past. You can overcome any obstacle. You can achieve the most tremendous thing by faith power. But the question is, how do you develop this faith power? One, you need to saturate your minds with the great words of the Bible. Saturate your minds means it's more than reading. It's taking time to understand and to be able to exegete the text. What the Bible means in today's term. In the Bible, there's example and example after example on faith and trust and what God can do when you put your faith and trust in him. Some of us who are here this morning has not always been in the best of health, but through the power of prayer and having faith in God, guess what? We are still here. Even sometimes when the medical community says, I don't necessarily know what else to do. But somebody got down on their knees and had a little prayer, we are still here. When the economic situation, some people say that we are going down and we're not going to have any money. But we are still here. We're still able to put gas in our car. We're still able to put food on our tables. We are still here. And the reason is because the Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You don't get weak out, but you get stronger. You begin to fly up.
Yes, sir.
Faith power. And the only reason why we are here this morning, the only reason why we are Zooming this morning, the only reason why we are on the phone this morning is because somebody has been praying.
Yes, sir.
Faith power. Let's recall to you the story that's found in Matthew chapter 8, in which the centurion was faced with the problem of ill health of his servant who had palsy. Palsy is a very, I don't know too much about it, our medical expertise is here, but it's a disease that can cause you to get weak and to cause you to get weary. But this centurion had great faith in Jesus Christ. When Jesus had told him that he would come and heal his servant, the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but if you just speak the word over, my servant shall be healed.
All right.
Do we have the faith like the centurion had back during that time? Do we have the faith that everything is going to be all right? Do we have the faith that this COVID disease one day will get better? Do we have the faith that God is still walking with us and a better day is coming? Do we have the faith? Whatever you're going through this morning, if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, if you have faith, everything is going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
Faith power. The centurion expected the best in faith in Jesus. His belief was so great in the love and the mercy of Jesus that Jesus told him to go his way. And because of his faith in the great works of Jesus Christ, he knew that his servant would be healed. Matthew tells us the servant was healed at the same self hour. Also consider with me now a woman who had disease of the issue of blood. You all know this story for over 12 years. And seeing Jesus, and she heard that Jesus was coming through the town. And she said, if I could just touch,
yes, sir.
I don't have to touch him, but if I could just touch the hem of his garment,
being passive.
All right.
I'm not trying to hear about squat now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I'm going to open up your mind and let you see what I'm talking about.
Come on now.
Everybody is blessed in this room.
Amen.
You know why you're blessed?
Uh-huh.
Because you got up this morning. You know why you're blessed? Because you were able to get here this morning. You know why you're blessed? Because you're able to see. You know why you're blessed? Because you have ears here. You know why you're blessed? Everybody in the room.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Is blessed this morning. Just to be able to get out of your bed or off your couch, you are blessed this morning. There are people not too far from here.
Right.
In hospitals, uh-huh. At home, in nursing facilities, uh-huh. In retirement facilities, wish they could be here.
That's right.
And that's why it's a shame sometimes, as good as God has been to us, the way we act, Lord, have mercy. Don't show the appreciation of His blessing. What would the world be like with all this chaos and confusion and taking out young people in our communities? What would the world be like still if we didn't have a spirit that is wrapping His arms around us, telling us just hold on, Sunday's coming? What would the world be like if the Holy Spirit didn't come and set up communion? And even though we're shut down, even though some people cannot come, you can even take it at home. What would the world be like? We are blessed. So the question is, instead of complaining about what's going on, when are you going to say, Lord, I want to thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord, I want to thank you for letting me come to the communion table. Lord, I want to thank you this morning.
Yeah.
We're blessed.
Amen.
I have been studying and looking at His forecast. I said His forecast. For next Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Now, in praying about it.
Uh-huh. Yes, Lord.
And He's heard my prayer.
Yeah.
Because according to His forecast, it's supposed to be cooler.
Okay.
And the humidity is going to be low.
All right. Thank
His
you.
Forecast.
Yeah.
And see, that's why I'm saying we cannot make it without Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You might think you have the power.
Uh-huh.
You might think you're the baddest man in town or the baddest woman, but I'm here to tell you, you don't have the power like God has.
Yes.
And this power that I'm talking about can shake you. This power can make you love the enemy. This power.
Yeah.
Coming from that man right there, something that was turning around. Faith power.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the only way we can make it. When our hearts have been broken into pieces. When people have scandalized our name. When people have cursed us out. When people have slammed doors in our face and saying, I don't care what you are going through, this is not going to work here. But it's the faith power that can open up a door. It's a faith power that can mend a heart. It's a faith power that can walk with us.
Yes, yes.
And talk with us.
Thank you, sir.
Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us,
Who
can be against us? Change it by personalizing and saying that if God is for me, who can be against me?
Yes.
God realizes that you want security and support in solving your problems. And by believing that God is for you, will help you achieve the best through faith in God. Now, in order to develop and increase your faith, you must have a strong relationship with God.
Yes.
Now, we have to put that in there. You can't have the faith power if you don't have a relationship with God.
Amen.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about a relationship where you just don't go to Him when you're down or you need something.
But you need to already know God. You need, he needs to be a part of your life. He needs to be a center point in your life. He needs to lead and guide you. Because I'm here to tell you, I'm a living witness. If God is not a part of your life,
yes, sir.
Somebody just said, you're in trouble.
Amen.
You're in trouble.
Amen.
I don't care how smart you are, you can be on the honor roll, the dean's list. If God is not a part of your life in school, you're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
You're handicapped. Because every handicapped person does not wear glasses. Okay? Every handicapped person is not on pills. But if you don't have that thing within you that tells you that everything is going to be all right, if you don't have that thing that again, when you get out of your car and you don't start moving, getting excited to come into the church, then you're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
When you go outside in the community, as dangerous as it is, if you don't have you within who has a protective shield, who has an insurance policy for you, who has already paid it with his blood, then you are in trouble. You can have all the money in the bank, Wells Fargo, First Citizen, Southeast Credit Union, the retirement plan, but if Jesus is not a part of that plan, you can lose it in seconds. Somebody said, woo, that's right, you can lose it. That's right. So the bottom line is, we need to have, not we need, but we need to continue to have a stronger relationship with Jesus Christ. Reading the Word of God. Participating in Bible study lessons. Coming to Vacation Bible School. Coming to Sunday School, which we planned to start up in September. Singing the voices of God. Because I'm here to tell you, if you don't have that relationship, you're going to have more sad days than good days.
Uh-huh.
Each of you here this morning has set goals for your life. And you, as well as others, have certain expectations that are being wished upon you in your life. But in order to expect the best in life, it's necessary to have a deep religious commitment with God. Now, let me stop there when we are talking about commitment. A committed servant is a servant who is committed. A committed servant is not someone, if they don't get their way, they stop coming to church. They stop getting on the Zoom. All of a sudden, their phone is not working. A committed servant is one that when God blesses you with financial means, you in return give it back to him, because if you give it back to him, he's going to bless you again. A committed servant is not one that when you're flat on your back, and you weak and weary, and you call on him, and he blesses you, and you say, Lord, if you just get me out of this hospital, I promise you I'll come to church. You come one or two Sundays a day, you don't come. That's not a committed servant. A committed servant is one who loves, hello somebody, L-O-V-E, his children. A committed servant is one who speaks to everybody. A committed servant is not one because you're a member of the church, not because you're the pastor, not because you're saying that you feel that you're better than you, greater than thou. Because according to my eyes, everybody in this room is somebody. From the youngest to those young men out there to the oldest. Everybody brings a gift to this church. And just because God has blessed you with some things that other people might not have been blessed with, and maybe because they didn't ask for that. But everybody brings a gift. Nobody is better than anybody else. Because you got a great job, or you go to a university or school that is well known, or you might have some little chunk change that you're able to jingle in your pocket. Nobody is any better than anybody else. Because I'm here to tell you, be careful now how you think that you might be greater than thou. Because you know, even greater than thou people, God can bring you down when you have to call on him. Greater than thou people, be careful now. Because you never know who you will need to call on. Be careful now. How can I see this young lady? And this is an example. How can I see this young lady in church and not speak to her?
Yes, sir.
Explain that to me.
Yes, sir.
How can I come into church, and I'm not talking about anybody here, but how can I come into a church and mad about something and know, because as tall as I am, I see everybody sitting there, and I
talking about a new attitude when you leave the church. You have a smile on your face. I'm talking about a new attitude that when things go wrong, you won't get upset. I'm talking about a new attitude. Because when God starts moving, then things begin to happen.
Yes, sir.
So if you expect the best from faith in God, when you leave church, you will have a new walk. You will have a new song to sing. You'll be so full of the Holy Ghost, not energy, but full of the Holy Ghost through faith power. So let me tell you what faith can do, and then we'll be going into communion. Faith can open up doors that man closed. Faith can make a blind person see. Faith can help you achieve your goals in life, my young people. Faith can help you walk. When the doctor says you cannot walk, faith can lift you up. It can turn you around.
Yes, sir.
The psalmist said, what have I to fear? What have I to dread? I'm just leaning on the everlasting arms. When the last time you leaned on his arms? And maybe if you lean on his arms, you will have a better day. Let me share a story with you. A young lady who was entering college with my brother, away from home for the first time, did not know what to expect. However, she was brought up in a Christian home, went to church, Sunday school, participated in youth activities of the church, and had a strong relationship with God. She realized God's love and knew that his heavenly arms were around her. One night, as she was studying, a small, clear voice came unto her, and it says, good evening. In spite of where you are, don't worry, because it only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around will warm up to his glory. That's how it is with God's love. Once you experience it, you spread his love to everyone, and you will want to pass it on. My sisters and brothers, I don't care what you are going through. I don't care what's on your mind this morning. If you just have faith like this centurion, then you're going to start seeing some better days.
All right.
And those better days are going to start right now.
Amen.
If you continue to pray and trust in God, you're going to see some better days. Every day is not going to be like today. It's not going to be bright, sunny, and warm. But even when it's dark and gloomy on a Sunday, the spirit that is within is going to take care of all of us. And that's why on Sunday morning I get up early. And sometimes I wish I could be as late as 30 or 40 more minutes. But I hear the Holy Ghost say, it's time for you to get up. Yesterday, I got up. My cousin who lives in LaGrange, North Carolina, that's down the eastern part of the state, near Kinston, had a knee replacement. And I said, I want to surprise him and drive there. And that's 2.5 hours from my driveway to his driveway. Now, some kept saying, you don't need to do that, it's too hot. But then some said, get on up, and I'm going to be with you on the highway. I got there, and if you know about North Carolina, the eastern part of the state is where you can get some of the most outstanding barbecue. Turkey barbecue and pork barbecue. And while I was sitting there, I said, I want some barbecue. And I heard the boy say, no, 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 you they can't. I said, just a little bit. So I got in my car. And as I was traveling from LaGrange, you pass through Goldsboro, which is the heart of North Carolina barbecue. Now let me show you how the Lord works. I said, I'm going to try to find a place. I rode and rode. I never did see a barbecue place. I mean, I was riding all over Goldsboro. And then it was getting kind of late, and then some said, come on now, you need to get back because you got
tomorrow. And don't eat no barbecue, and then you might pass out. That's faith power. And my point is, sometimes the Lord knows better what's for us than we do. So my sisters and brothers, again, you continue to pray. You get ready to go back to school. And I'm going to have two prayers, one next Sunday for the kids who will be there as they receive the backpacks, and then the Sunday before the classes start. And I know when they start because I've looked at them. Because I want you to have the best year. I don't want you to be afraid of anything because he has provided security in colleges and universities and public schools. But I want you to take the name of Jesus with you.
Yeah.
Because you are so blessed to have a mother, a grandmother, nana, or whoever, papa, or whoever. Because you know what you do. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, I need some money. And you get it. And even though we as parents, I don't have no money either, but we always, okay. We do it. I'm guilty too. Okay. But you're blessed. And starting today, I want everybody to be happy. We're not at a funeral. I attended a funeral, was sitting there at United Methodist Church with Fred Jones, and them people more excited than some church folks.
Uh-huh.
And especially when Elder Beverly got up and started singing, the Lord make a way. Didn't you remember that? And tore it up. And those other people, across town, they were just looking, because I know they ain't never seen nothing like that. Tore the church up. Because in even what you're going through, when you think of what the Lord has done for you, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. So be happy. Don't let this world bring you down. This is a verse.
Thank you.
Be happy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let the church say, amen. Church is open for prayers of individuals who are in need of prayer at this time. On our sick list, we have the following: Mary Williams, Donald Presley, Dr. Walter and Dorothy Childs. We thank God for the presence of Beulah Fair, who is here today. Let's give God a hand. Lynn Spencer Jr. and Jared Williams. We will take the names of others at this time.
Your church family, Pastor Manuel.
and every one of us. We are so blessed, and sometimes we do not show the blessings that you have bestowed the way we act sometimes. But Lord, you still look beyond our faults, and you recognize our needs and continue to bless us. So we come first to say thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for sending Tanya Withers to lead our service this morning. For the ladies lifting the songs of Zion. Freddie on the keyboard, we thank you for ushers. We thank you for the doorkeeper who took our temperatures, wrote our name on the roll so you could see who's here. We thank you for everybody. We thank you for those on Zoom and on phone who has chimed in this morning to hear words from on high. We ask that you come now and take these names that have been called. Take them from our hands and our hearts and place them on your heart. Because through faith power, we know that better days are coming. We know that healing is coming. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So Lord, be with us through this month of August. A month as little ones and millenniums and adults prepare for the academic year of 2022-2023. Make sure that they are secure, that your doors are locked when they are in the building, when they are riding the bus, be with the bus driver. When they are with their peers, protect each and every one. And Lord, we just give you the glory for this day, for these elements of the symbol of the bread and the juice. All these prayers and petitions, we lift them up to you this day and forevermore. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Now, my sisters and brothers, for just a few minutes, I'm going to ask sacrifice in union with Christ, offering for us, as we proclaim the mysteries of faith. Able to take this cup.
Yes, sir.
you.